Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Your tinkle could be holding a secret. At least scientists in China think so. Live Science says a new study has identified a natural chemical in our urine that appears in higher concentrations as we age. The researchers said the chemical may serve as a marker of your biological age, how fast you're aging, as opposed to your chronological age, which is based on your birth date. The name of the chemical
Wait a
is...
minute, so this is a better marker of how old I am actually?
Yeah, like where you are, you know, in the aging process.
Well, there's how long before you can just send a sample in and...
They'll tell you how much...
23andMe will figure out what your... What your age is.
I've done urine tests by mail and cortisol saliva tests by mail, all sorts of stuff.
Well, there's
there's
websites where you can go and you enter your data and they'll tell you, well, here's your you're closer to this age than, you know, the number age or whatever.
That's
or you're
thing.
Much older than.
Right.
You're aging more quickly.
Hey, why are you still here?
But the one thing is the thing that really doesn't change is eventually you're going to die. And nobody knows when. You can take all these quizzes, fill out all this information, you can send buckets of urine off. Eventually, you're going to die.
Send your stool as well.
And nobody really knows when that's going to happen.
I forgot I've done that as well.
Thank you for your next bucket of urine.
Right.
Thank you very much.
We've determined that you shouldn't be here anymore.
So do you want to know?
Well, if you...
Yeah, if you get the note back and it says you should call a doctor immediately?
There's an entire industry that's catering to the worried well, and it's tests like this. People that are basically well, but they're worried about whatever... They're trying to stave off whatever chronic disease or, you know, kind of thing. People like that, yeah.
Do you want... If they can tell you, we can get you within 6 months of when you're going to die.
Do I want to know?
We're that good at it. We can get within 6 months...
I'd want to know.
Plus, minus. Nah. Right. I don't want to know.
Oh, I'd want to know.
Do you?
Oh, totally.
Why?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just be looking at the clock every day?
No.
So you could go out and really give her hell?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Just go out and give her hell then.
I don't. Yeah, right. Then just go give her hell.
I'm too
If that's
busy.
What you
See?
But for some reason, when you've got this death
because
sentence hanging over
isn't
you.
Isn't every movie that's life-changing like that, where you're about to die and you really start living?
And everyone's got a different answer. Right. It's your life. You do what you want as long as you're not hurting anybody else. Fine. I don't know that I want to know.
No.
Geez, that would be too frightening. We got your date.
I'm planning mine. I am planning mine. I am going out to Oregon as soon as I get some chronic diagnosis. I'm going to take all their pills. They ship you home.
Okay.
It's perfect.
All right. Okay.
It is done and paid for. None of my living relatives have to worry.
All right.
I love
you get
it.
You get the date. You send in all your information. This company says, we guarantee it. We guarantee that you're going to die within 6 months
Oregon.
Of the state. And then you get in your car and you've got 55 years to go and you're having a great life. You're taking it easy. You get in your car and
55 years to go.
You get hit by a train and it's over. And you didn't live your life to the fullest because you figured you had all that time left.
Well,
you weren't
giving
her.
How can I answer this?
You weren't giving her.
You just got to give her.
Yeah. You weren't giving her.
Are you giving her?
It doesn't look like I am. This is as much giving her as I can do.
Are you giving her?
I'm not at 104%. I haven't throttled up to 104%.
Okay. Where are you in a percentage-wise then?
70, maybe.
God, I'm down
holding
in 40s
because
right
I don't know. I don't know. I'm paying because I don't. I want to have something in the tank.
Yep.
At some
for
point.
Later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For something. I don't know what for.
Your death.
The question is all the time. Why do you work out so much? And I go, I don't know. But if I ever need it, I'm good to go. You know, I don't know what I'm doing this for, but.
I think
the workout has to
out.
Change over the years. Instead of like trying to build muscle or something, just keep moving.
Sure.
No,
yeah.
At some point, right.
Good.
It's like
changing
your stock portfolio. You're not always, your risk factor is going up as you age. Therefore, you should be more moderate with your joints, don't you think?
So we don't know our date. So how hard should you be giving her?
I think.
If you don't know when the end is.
People that write those books in the self-hell aisle would say 100% all the time.
Live every day like it's your last.
Of course.
Right.
Dance like no one's looking.
That's what,
live, love, laugh.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
That's what
I love you more.
Doc told Wyatt there at the sanitarium at the end of Tombstone.
Okay, when Doc's laying in the bed and they're playing cards.
Live
that's
every
right.
day. Go find
that's right.
that girl.
That's right. He did. Go find that girl.
You want to know what your damage to your RNA is. That's an important molecule that interacts with DNA to enable gene expression. And if your RNA is like over damaged, then your genes will express into bad things like cancer.
How would my RNA become damaged, I guess? How do I take better care of my RNA?
Well, that's what you would want to know if you would find out through your tinkle. Like, what are you at risk for?
But if it's okay, then I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to keep doing everything I'm doing. Sure. But if it's all banged up, what do I have to cut out to kind of hammer the dents out of my RNA?
I didn't Google that
yet. So you've banged up your RNA. What do you do now?
I didn't Google that. Right. I've only Googled assisted death. I'll get on yours another time.
So, see, I just don't know what good it does to know. And I know that there's DNA tests that you can take for disease in your family. Are you susceptible to this?
But disease in your family doesn't mean that you will get that disease.
Right,
it does
exactly.
not mean
so,
that.
So now I get this test back. Says, yeah, it's likely you could get it, but it doesn't mean I'm going to get it.
I don't know. Do I want to chop my boobs off when I get that particular test through the mail, like Angelina and all those people? I mean, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. It depends. Are you 30 with six little kids? Then I think I would. But if I'm already here.
How about just enjoying life? How about just...
Yeah. How does one do that?
I don't know. Well, that's different
Chronic
for everybody.
Chronic stress, you know, what are for aging parents? What do you do? What does it mean?
Your idea of doing that and mine, I think, are two completely different things.
Oh, I think we have things in
common. We would not. We would not be comfortable if we swapped lives. We wouldn't be. You know, we wouldn't be. I sure wouldn't be with yours.
Well, what? Why?
I can't drink that much.
Oh, okay. All right. And I'm not a lesbian, so I guess me and Daisy just won't. I don't know. Let me think about it.
But, I mean, the obvious being, you have a cat.
This one's really nice, though. This one's perfect.
Better than your dog was.
It was better than the last cat.
I haven't heard you complain about your cat.
No,
the cat is perfect.
You haven't had a cat story or a dog story?
Because she's wonderful. She does little cat things. She sits in your lap all day and she purrs.
Okay,
she's the cutest thing
on
the planet.
Is that giving her?
Yeah, right.
Something you find very relaxing, very peaceful.
Is that giving her?
I mean, giving her, that's supposed to be you're sweating, you're breathing hard.
I have a rowing machine. I give her.
Giving her is you sit down and go, woo!
I think giving her is you're supposed to be traveling everywhere. You're supposed to be doing your bucket list. Uh-huh. You're supposed to be, I've always wanted to learn French and surf and, you know, those things are the giving her, right?
Well, what's stopping you from learning French? Hey!
ADD.
Right. My brain.
I haven't got the notice yet. That
Netflix.
My time's up.
Yeah, right.
Netflix stops a lot of stuff. Dog
sure
water.
Does.
Is watching Netflix giving her?
No.
No, that's not that's not giving her.
Unless you're a movie critic or some, I don't know.
I don't know. What are you getting out of it?
Maybe it is for me.
Do you bring it in here and chat about it?
See, I do.
I mean, I watched that Bowie thing the other day. I found out stuff about David Bowie I didn't know.
Sure.
I don't know that it was the best thing I ever watched. Was it interesting? A little bit. Found out about Mick Ronson.
Multiple
Yahtzee
partner
on my
sex.
iPad right now.
Giving her.
I'm
there you go.
Her. Giving her.
Well, then you got to go for Yahtzees every time if you're giving her.
I've tried that. It doesn't work very well.
Oh. Not a good strategy?
No.
Okay.
And this game is rigged.
It's free, right?
Yeah.
If it's rigged, it's just rigged to win in...
It's
creator's
just, you get
favor.
A Yahtzee, the other guy gets two.
Really?
Yeah, he gets a Yahtzee on his last roll. You need a large straight, and you just can't make one happen. Then when you're going for like sixes or threes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, you dirty.
Brian got his death date, and he started playing Yahtzee on his iPad.
I'm going to go for sixes right now.
It makes me sad that you don't want my life.